Praise God. It's great to be with you all this morning. Is it good to be in church? Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, so 10 years I've been at Rock Christian Center. And there is so much that I wanted to say, but time doesn't permit me saying it all. Been over for a long time, and for many, many years, that song that we sang just to finish then, Through It All, has really been an impactful song in my life. So in 1972, Andre Crouch wrote those words to the song. He'd been through a real difficult time. His dad was the pastor and was asked if he could take up learning the piano. He had an awful stutter and stammer, and he couldn't get by without throwing tantrums. And he penned these words: "I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong." If we could have the PowerPoint up, please. "I've been a lot of places, and I've seen a lot of places. I've seen millions of faces, but there were times that I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never known that God could solve them. I'd never known what faith in his word could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word." What amazing words in a song. Now, sorry, cameraman, I did say I wouldn't move because you don't need to see me, dear. I wanted you to see the PowerPoint, so that's taking more of the screen up this morning. I wanted to look back over the last 10 years and declare to you all that through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. As a church, we've been through some incredible things. As a family, we've been through some incredible things. But I've learned to depend on his word. So going back to 2013, 2014, Pastor John invited me around for a coffee and said, "You can leave the screen up, Owen, it's fine. I don't mind people not seeing me." I was invited for a coffee and Pastor John said, "We want you to become assistant pastor." And I went away and I said to him, "I need to pray and I need God to confirm this to me." But not once, not twice, but I need it at least three times for me to come here. You see, I've only ever been in two churches in my life. My home church in Rotherham, Elim, and this now, my home church here in Sheffield, Rock Christian Center. I don't believe in flitting about churches. I believe you are where God calls you to be and you stay there until he tells you to move on. So I've seen this group of people. I came to one of the churches. Pastor John asked me to come and preach before you even knew that I were coming. And I said to God, "You need to tell me if this is from you, because if it's not, I'm not going." And as many of you will know, Auntie Christina was currently a missionary in Zimbabwe, phoned me up and said, In the middle of the night, she phoned me up twice. First time, she phoned me up and it was in the afternoon. I was sat on the settee. I hobbled over to the phone because I was struggling with my leg. And she said, you need to trust in God because he's taking you into new things. The phone went dead. Like, what? So I phoned my mum up and I said, have you spoken to Auntie Christine? She says, no, I haven't spoken to her for about a month. They've had no electric out there, so no electric, no phones. I says, well, she just phoned me up and said this to me. And she was like, wow, I told my mum about possibly coming here. 2 weeks later, I got another phone call, 7 o'clock in the morning. And Christine again, God keeps waking me up in the middle of the night to tell me I've got to phone you to say, Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. For where you are going, I am with you. I said, Aunt Christine, do you know why you're phoning me up? Do you know why God is waking you up and telling you these things? She says, I ain't got a clue, but I wish you'd stop. I said, well, I've been asked to become an assistant pastor in a big church in Sheffield. And in my own strength, I cannot do this. Now, you see, I'd heard the phrase, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. Now, that phrase stuck with me. And I said, God, if you are calling me, then you've got to equip me. Because I am not equipped for this role. And I can testify that through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. So that was my scripture. Be strong and courageous. So we're going to go through some pictures, through some slides over the last 10 years of my life here with you as a church. And I have a scripture that I believe God has given me for the year. So 2014 was be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And I tell you, I had to stand on that word because there were times when I came here and bless you, some of you weren't the nicest to me. And you'd think, well, he's a new pastor. And honestly, it was tough going to start with. You were a new crowd of people. We do church differently to how I've done church. Maybe I was strange to you and you were strange to me, but through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. So I came to Rock Christian Center with an undeniable word from God about being strong and courageous in him, not in my strength. I believe, as I've said, you go where God leads you. When I go to a church, when I'm part of a church, again, the second one, I believe we are family. I believe we look after each other as brothers and sisters. We look after each other in a way that you would your brother and sister. So we did men's meetings. We went out for curries. We helped with the food bank. Do you remember climbing up and down those stairs? We helped carrying all those baskets of food many times. I loved the International Harvest Feast that we had every year. A beautiful display of what I would envisage heaven being, all together worshiping God. We had men's ministry. We met together and we did life together. We do life together. That's what we're supposed to do, isn't it? We're called to do life together. It's not just about coming on a Sunday and doing your nice, smiley, churchy, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine, thank you. It's about doing life and being able to say, well, yeah, I am struggling. And being able to do things. In 2015, so I'm now here a year. And we were planning on going to Zimbabwe. Lucy and Katie, obviously many years ago, yeah, those we did singing in the Tesco and different things, some amazing stuff that we did. So in 2015, we'd planned to go to Zimbabwe, and we went with the blessing and anointing from the church and the backing. If you remember, we did a fundraising event where we raised thousands of pounds, where we were able to go over to Zimbabwe and bless so many projects that are still going on even now in Zimbabwe, helping orphan children, abandoned babies, and so much more. So we climbed mountains together. You know, when you climb a mountain with somebody, it's then when you can open up and tell people about what you're going through in life. We went on men's weekends away, where we want to see men saved. We want to see God proclaimed in their lives. So we went on a weekend away, if you remember, at the gathering. The scripture I had for this year was Mark 16:15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not will be condemned." And also Romans 12:13, practice hospitality. I had people round to our house for tea. We came to your house for tea. We do life together. Being a Christian, again, is not just about coming on a Sunday. It's about encouraging each other. 2016, again, we did more walking. We did more hiking. We decided that we would practice and take on a challenge to raise money for buying this building and the building next door, because we knew that God had blessed us with this building. So we decided we would hike, we would do the Yorkshire Three Peaks to raise money. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whatever you eat or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So whatever we do, when we were walking the streets, walking the hills and the mountains, we are doing it for the glory of God. Praise God, Mark and I were sat in the office yesterday and we were just thanking God that not long after we moved in here, bearing in mind we bought this for not much, we bought it with some interest-free loans, and in a very short time we paid all the interest-free loans off and we got this building completely debt-free. We earn no money on it. We thank God for this, because we do it all for His glory. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you something, through it all, we trust in Jesus. There were times that me and John were literally on the edge of our seats, wondering whether we would get the keys to this building, because it was not the 13th hour. It was the 14th hour, because it was past the time that the council office had shut to get the keys for this building. And John and I walked over here hoping that the guy would be here. And then he met us with the keys for the building. And we walked in, and this was our building. We've got to trust in God. We've got to trust in His word. Hallelujah. And then if you go to the next one, we then decided we'd move food bank in here and started renovating. And if you remember, we walked up here and did a bit of a tour around it. 2 Peter 1:10 says, "Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fail." We stand on God's word. And we continue to stand on God's word, knowing that His word will never fail. In 2017, if you could put the next one up. 2 Timothy 4 says, "Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season." Now there I'm preaching wrapped up in bandages. I don't know if you remember that. Preach. John is preaching about a rock or a brick. Can you remember what you were preaching about? I couldn't remember. You can. We do these things so that you can remember, because God's word is so powerful. Be prepared in season and out of season. We did social things again when we went to the park and we played games and had a picnic. Again, it's about doing life together, supporting each other, encouraging each other. I know there were some videos going around. I'm not sure whether it were Chi-Chi that had got them on that, was it on that like little car that we were, yeah. Just having fun, doing life together. I do want to say that if this is not the church, if this is not the Christian life that you are experiencing, then you're missing out on the goodness of God. Ephesians 3:14 says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name." So many times in Scripture you'll find it talking about family, that we are family together. "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power," how? "Together with all the saints, to grasp how high, how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." We learn more about God. Talks about iron sharpening iron, doesn't it? One of the things that we used to have in the men's ministry years ago is that iron sharpens iron. And it takes a while, and I'm saying this to us men, it takes a while for us men to open up, doesn't it? We're not always just going to open up and say, "I'm struggling with something." It takes time. And when you walk up a mountain, like Jason has been organizing walks to go for a hike, and you go for a walk and you do 6-7 miles hiking, you are then able to open up and share things that you're going through. Same with the women, although you're a lot easier to open up about things than us men. Some of you, maybe. 2018, we're in the offices, and I remember hearing gunshots and that somebody had been stabbed just up the road from here. And for about 6 or 7 years, I'd had a pamphlet on my to-do list pile. You know, you have a kind of a pile of stuff you have to do, and that had been at the bottom. And then I heard what had happened. And again, it must have been God, but it was at the top of the pile. And it was the one of the word for weapons bin. And at that point, I felt God say, "Now it's time to put the weapons bin in." I'd not had the okay to put the weapons bin in before that time. I don't know why, but I felt it was right to put the weapons bin in. The bottom picture is when we went up and we were looking at the site as to where to put it in. And just below the site where we decided to put the weapons bin in, when we walked across the street, there was a knife just above on the roof. And again, God confirming to us, this is where it needs to be. You're following my word. You're doing what I am calling you to do. But in that time when I was sat in my office and you heard of this, the whole area was cordoned off and the police came and knocked on our doors and said, if you're going out, you can go, but you can't come back in. If you're staying in there, stay in there and don't go out. So for me and John's like, well, I don't know what to do. We stayed in there and prayed and just said, God, let your will be done on this area. We need to do something in this area. And it's time and time again. When we first had the lighthouse given to us, we walked up there and it was scattered with needles. And we knew the calling that God had given us that building up there, because there was such depravity, such need in this area, that God was giving us. We got that building for nothing. A couple of quid was exchanged, but it was given to us for legal terms. But it was given to us. We were blessed with the building. But we knew at that point when we saw all those needles, God had called us to take over that building. And we knew that we had to, it had to be an outreach project, an outreach and prayer center initially. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." We're not fighting with the people. The people need Jesus. And we need to be the ones that give Jesus to them, that share his love, that share his graces and his compassion. We need to be the ones that stand in the gap, that don't walk on the other side of the street as we read the Good Samaritan, that we actually go up to him and talk to him and show him a bit of love and compassion. In 2019, the word for weapons bin had already collected hundreds of knives. In the papers, I was on Calendar News a few times. You'll see it all on our website if you want to. So we knew we were making an impact for that because God had said it was right now. So God's blessing was in it. If God says go and his blessing is with it, it will be amazing. There, the bottom picture is the men's holiday, evangelistic holiday that I go on, trying to get people to know Jesus. Our calling is to make disciples of all nations. So I would take some not yet Christian friends and we would do life together. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you will prevail, and you'll refute every tongue that accuses you." You know, there's times when we've walked through here and we've never really had any aggro towards us because God's anointing is on us. Yeah, they get up to some unsightly stuff, some horrible stuff, but we know who we are. Amen? 2020. I remember early getting a phone call early in the year. Again, I'm just highlighting a few things each year here. You've got to think of the amount of stuff that we do on a day-to-day basis. That was a serious car crash that Pam and Revy was involved in. And you know, as a pastor, when you get to sites like that, you expect death. When you see things like that, you expect serious injuries. Praise God. They're still with us. Amen? You see, there's times as pastors, we have the joy of being there at times like this. Again, the time when we went through with Revy of Raphael. We go through death, through life, through birth, through marriage, through so much stuff. We do life together. And that's what God wants us to do. There we have a coffee morning up at the lighthouse. We do stuff together. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money. And be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." You know, it's times like that that you think, God, what is going on? When you come to crash sites like that. But through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. That was 2020. What happened next? The world stopped. We go to the next one. Church is empty. And we're all looking at a TV screen, a computer or a mobile phone, lockdown happened. And as Pastor John said, we'd never used cameras. We'd never live streamed a service. But yet overnight, I've never done it. I had never done anything like this before in my life. But it's only with God's help. Like John said, like Pastor said, we have never missed a Sunday service. Never. So, and again, you don't know some of this background. So lockdown happened, I think something like Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, you can't meet in churches. You get all this information. You get dribs and drabs coming in. Right, so what are we going to do? Well, we'll try and live stream it. We've heard about live streaming. Yeah, but how do you do that? I ain't got a clue. I am working every hour under the sun. How do you live stream a service? How do you connect a camera to a computer? Have we got a camera? I think we used to have one, which is actually still that camera over there. There was like 20 years old. Is it going to work? Have we got the cables to connect it? How do you do it onto YouTube? Right, I need to look at YouTube, look at all that kind of stuff. How do you do all this kind of stuff? He literally, again, you don't know this, but you have to register with YouTube. They have to verify who you are, but it takes 48 hours before you were allowed to do your first live stream. That 48 hours happened something like 6 o'clock Sunday morning when me and Simon were down at church at Carlisle Street trying to work out, how do you make this work? But we still did it. Hallelujah. We still did it. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And even when it is at the last minute, God comes through. Every time God comes through. Simon and I were trying his best. We got it working, and you had church with just Pastor John for I don't know how many months. And as you can see, you can actually see it in that. I think there was two, maybe three people in there because they were essential to being there. But you were all sat at home. Yeah, yeah. Do you know, I remember driving to church because obviously I live in Rotherham. I remember driving to church and I did the entire journey and never saw another person. I have never done that. Nearly 10 miles, and I never saw another person because you were all doing as you were told, staying indoors, whereas because we were allowed to do service. Wow. And then as time went on, numbers were allowed to join again, and a few numbers by ticket only were allowed to join. But then if we can have the next slide. God then said to us, right, you're going to make this church homeless. We're leaving. We're like, what do you mean, homeless? Me and John's talking, how do we do that? We're in lockdown. We should be okay. So we made you homeless. We had no home to go to. And then we got the provision of being able to go to St. Stephen's. And then not long after, you see that car smashed up. I had the phone call that my daughter, and were you engaged then? You weren't, were you? And her boyfriend, Vinny, now her husband, had been involved in a serious accident where the car had overturned. I dropped everything right, drove up there. I had to run about half a mile because they were on a country lane and it had blocked up the traffic all the way down. So I had to park at the bottom, run up this hill because I expected, again, thinking the worst. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Praise God. They came out of that with a few cuts, and that's about it. I took them to A&E, and they said, what have you come here for? Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, or lockdown happens,
and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most Holy dwells. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2021, we continue to do life together. Again, even during lockdown, we continue to do courses. We've done the Alpha course. We've continued to do the Alpha course. Even during lockdown, we did it online. We continue to do marriage courses. We continue to do evangelism courses. And remember, we did the well-being courses. We continue to do life together. Because even though we are apart, we are still a family. And we do life together. Many people question, but where is God? I even took Mark sailing. We went sailing. I'm part of a sailing club. And again, it's about sharing God. But sometimes it's about hearing God's voice in the busyness and the calamity of everything that's going on around us. In 1 Kings 19, the Lord says, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. You see, in all the storms of life, listen for that gentle whisper, for that still small voice of the Holy Spirit saying, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You can go through the storms, but I'll walk with you. Through it all, in 2022, we're going away again. Great. It's about sharing God's word. Weekend away with the men again. Doing life together. Sharing Jesus. The scripture for this year was, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Imagine God saying that to you. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. I have that on a picture myself for my girls. I have no greater joy than to know that my girls are walking with the Lord. And then obviously, I had the privilege of marrying my eldest daughter. I didn't marry her, obviously. In 2023, Megan had been nagging for years and years and years. Ever since I took Lucy and Katie, I want to go to Zimbabwe. We said, you're a bit too young. You're too young. No, I want to go. I want to go. Never stopped saying, I want to go to Zimbabwe. So what did I decide to do? I decided to cycle from one side of the country to the other side of the country to raise money. And you all joined us to support and bless the ministries out in Zimbabwe. And my youngest daughter went out to Zimbabwe for a whole month as well. And then I had the privilege of marrying my second born daughter. An absolute privilege again. Isaiah 6:8. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. Can you say that before God? Here I am, send me. In 2024, we're coming to a close. If Franco and the team won't mind coming back up. The bottom picture is of my dad having a nasty fall. Again, you get to hospital and see your dad like that, you think, that's it. I thought he'd smashed his face up. Praise God. Only a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated his 80th birthday. He's doing well. In a couple of weeks, I celebrate my 50th birthday, and again, we celebrate 10 years of being in Rock Christian Centre, doing life with you, supporting and encouraging. We did a Tough Mudder just recently, and I had so many people saying, why on earth would you do a Tough Mudder? Because we can. Because it was fun. Because it's about doing life together. And we went on runs together, and we did stuff together. Because it's about being together, supporting each other. When I first came here, and before I even came here, many of you will know who are close to me. I have never had confidence in myself, especially in reading. So during lockdown, God said to me, I want you to start reading a chapter of the Bible every day. We're nearly 4 years later. I've read the whole NIV Bible, one chapter a day. That's on our YouTube channel. I've now gone on to reading The Message, reading one chapter a day. I've committed that I will spend at least 6 years reading one chapter a day that will go out. Yeah, not many people see it or view it. I'm not bothered. I'm doing what God calls me to do, because he knows why he asks me to do things. And we just have to be faithful and do what we're called to do. You see, if God can use somebody that's a fisherman like Peter, if he can use a theologian like Paul, if he can use a statesman like Moses, if he can speak through a queen like Esther, if he can use anything, he can use me. If he can use anything, he can use you. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Amen.